This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Trump administration is doing some tinkering with the education economy. This morning, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos announced a $5 billion a year plan to give tax credits to people who donate to scholarship programs for private schools. Meanwhile, Republicans in Congress, Ted Cruz of Texas in the Senate, Bradley Byrne of Alabama in the House, have introduced legislation creating such a program in their respective chambers. There are similar tax credit voucher programs in 18 states already. School choice is the umbrella policy vocabulary you're looking for here. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on how it all works.
Growing up poor in Jacksonville, Florida, Denisha Merriweather hopped from one public school to another, failed the third grade twice. Then her godmother learned about a private school scholarship.
I became the first in my family to graduate from high school. I got a bachelor's and a master's in social work. Thank you.
Merriweather was one of a handful of students and parents touting the benefits of school choice at this morning's announcement. Proponents say the tax credit proposal won't take a single penny away from public schools. But Carl Davis at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy says it will divert money from something.
With a dollar-for-dollar credit, all $5 billion would be coming out of the federal government's budget, and it means there'll be less revenues available for any other program.
Public schools could lose money that's allocated based on their number of students. Julian Vasquez Heilig, education chair of the California NAACP, says when students leave,
the schools still have to provide the same services to their community that they've promised them, whether it be busing, food service, class sizes.
The bill faces an uphill battle in a divided Congress, but Robert Enlow with the advocacy group EdChoice says it's still worth debating.
I think it's really important to have a conversation started at the federal level, at the national level, about what's best for kids, and that we need to build as much momentum as we can.
And that momentum has been growing as more states enact tax credit scholarships on their own. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.